In one shocking case, a mob looted a mall in Soweto, near Johannesburg, across the road from a police station. A small group of officers initially fired rubber bullets into the crowd, but soon gave up as they were hopelessly outnumbered. The criminals plundered the shopping center until it was empty. Similar scenes played out elsewhere in the city. In Durban, mobs looted and burned their way through the port's warehouse district for days, meeting little resistance from the police. Crime analyst at the Institute for Security Studies, Gareth Newham, says the South African Police Service is dysfunctional due to bad leadership.
Since 2009, there've been eight different people who held the post of National Commissioner. So every 1 or 2 years, a new person gets appointed. They restructure the top echelons. They're bringing people loyal to them, often not being properly assessed. They're there largely because of their perceived loyalty to act in the interests politically and personally of the president.
He says the country's policing crisis will continue as long as the service is filled with people whose priority is playing politics for the ruling African National Congress, or ANC, rather than law enforcement. That said, Newham says many of South Africa's 800 police generals and brigadiers are excellent.
The 200 generals, we probably do not need that many, but many of them are really highly experienced men and women of immense integrity, years of experience, probably could compete with the best police officers in the world.
But he says it's equally true that a lot of the top police officers don't deserve their positions.
The problem is that for political reasons, the ANC ministers over the last decade or so have been inclined to appoint people into those posts more for their political loyalties and less because of their abilities or capabilities.
Police Minister Bheki Cele says he has confidence in the appointments he's made and insists the recent violence would have been much worse had it not been for the actions of his brave officers. But Newham says a police force simply can't function properly if it's staffed with people who have little to zero actual experience in law enforcement.
And so you've got a situation of a top echelon of generals and brigadiers that do not see eye to eye, are not on the same page, not trust each other, and not able to work together. And we've seen that dysfunction trickle down into the police. So that despite a 65% increase in the budgets between 2012 and 2020, the most important indicators, such as the ability to solve murder, for example, has dropped by 38%. Air support, roadblocks, cordon search operations have all dropped by double figures.
The analyst believes the unrest has presented President Cyril Ramaphosa with a great opportunity to overhaul the police.
I certainly hope he will. It's really now or never. The police have deteriorated so badly over the last 8 to 10 years that there's not much more that we can expect if we don't see really whole-scale reform and a complete clean out of the deadwood at the top levels. And only the president can ensure that happens. So
if this doesn't happen, says Newham, South Africa's soon going to be an even more dangerous, unstable place than it currently is. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.